I'm Helena and I play Megan.
Hi, I'm Julie and I play Mary.
Hi, I'm May and I'm the teller and Ava in this story. I'm playing them.
Okay, now we're starting. Today is the day. Today is going to be the best day ever. My friend Mary is visiting London for the first time. Oh, yes.
I think you should calm down a little, Megan. Mary does not come here before the afternoon.
Oh, well, right. It's a beautiful morning. I have school today. Or I got to an online school. It is a little better than a normal school. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I get up from bed and brush my teeth. After that, I make some tea to myself and make breakfast for me and my dog.
After they had breakfast, Megan goes to her room and opens her PC. Online school is done by 15 o'clock, and Megan then goes to the cafe she works at. The cafe she works at is small but cozy inside.
Hi, Ava. Okay, so my friend Mary is visiting me for the week. She has never been to London before, and she is staying at my apartment. And I was wondering if you could work for me the next 6 days?
Are you serious? I've done it too many times, Megan. I'm also tired, you know? But since you're always so nice to me, yes, I can work for you. But then you need to buy me a pizza on the house.
Thank you so much, Ava. And yes, I'm going to buy you a pizza, but just not today.
After Megan has worked, she takes the tube to the airport. The airport Mary is landing on is Heathrow. By the way, did you know there are 7 different airports in London? But, okay, wait. Megan is now waiting for Mary to go off the plane now.
I wonder when Mary is coming. Everyone has already got off the plane.
I can't wait to meet Megan again.
Mary and Megan locks eyes with each other.
Oh my god, Mary!
Oh my god, hi! I have missed you so much.
No way, I have missed you more.
Haha, okay. So what's the plans to do? Do you have for us to do this evening?
Okay, so I have planned that we are going to eat dinner at the Italian restaurant named Sissy's. And after that, we are going home and relax with face mask. It will be so fun.
Wow, that sounds fun. But first, we should go over to your place and place my suitcase there. And then we can go to the restaurant.
Okay, sweet.
After they put Mary's suitcase in Megan's apartment, they took the tube to Sissy. When they both arrived, the restaurant Mary remembered that she forgot her wallet at Megan's apartment. Megan then says,
"Oh, it is okay. I can pay for you since it is your first day here, but you have to pay me back when we get home."
Haha, okay.
After they had eaten, they went home and slept to the next day.
Day 2.
Good morning, everyone.
Do you have to be so loud in the morning?
Well, it is Friday, so why are you so mad, huh?
Mary, it is 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh well, you better start brushing your teeth because I'm making breakfast. I'm going to make pancakes.
Oh, okay, I'm awake.
After the girls had eaten well, they discussed about what they were going to do today.
I was thinking of going to Covent Park and after that go and take a look at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
After they had walked around the Cavern Park, they took a trip to the Buckingham Palace.
Wow! The place is so beautiful. I wish I lived there. With the fancy dresses and fancy glasses there.
You know that the queen lives there, right?
Yeah, I know. But it's so beautiful. And the
guards
look so cool in their uniforms.
I think we should get some afternoon tea. Don't you agree?
I don't like tea much. Even though I only have tasted it one time. But I guess I can try again.
After they got some tea, they went to Brick Lane.
Okay, so this is Brick Lane. Did you know that this street is east end of London? In the borough of Tower Hamlets today, it is the heart of the city. It's Bangladesh community and it is known to some of Bangladesh. It is famous for its many curry houses. Some also call this street history of Asia and Britain.
Wow, that is fascinating. I did not know that.
This street has also a lot of good food, art, and so much more.
This is going to be a good experience.
Day 3.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
What do you think about eating at the Breakfast Club Soho? It's just around the corner.
It sounds wonderful. So I think so.
And a shopping round after the breakfast.
Yes, I just can't wait.
After dressing, Mary and Megan walked to the Breakfast Club Soho, where Megan had booked a table. They ate pancakes with syrup and berries. After eating finish, they walked towards the Oxford Street.
I'm so excited. I just love shopping.
Good. Me too. Oxford Street, between the 12th century and 1782, Oxford Street was called Turban Street, after the River Turban that ran just south of the street and it is now piped under the street.
Wow, that I didn't know.
Well, now you know.
Megan and Mary continued to talk while they were shopping. They shopped in 2 hours, but since they had booked a trip in Sea Life, they needed to go. First, they walked back to a flat, lay at the stuff they had shopped on the bed.
I have heard so much of the Sea Life. What type of tickets do you have booked? I have heard about coral reef and sharks and coral fish.
We are going to see everything you just said, plus very much more.
At the front desk, Megan and Mary brought their tickets and start walking. Mary and Megan are now finished with the trip in Sea Life and their way to a musical. They are going to see Fame since they both like dancing.
Did you like Sea Life?
Yes, it was amazing. I saw turtles, sharks, starfish, clownfish, color reef, even penguins. It was like I was in the sea.
I agree. It was like I was in the sea.
Yes, maybe we should write a book about it. But over to something else. We are going to see a musical.
Yes, we are going to see Fame. It's about a school where you dance, sing and play music, and where the people who have been very big have pin.
Ooh, it sounds fun. Did you know that the golden age of the musical was from the 1940s to the 1960s? It was the heyday of classical musicals.
They walked and sat down on their seats. Under the musicals, Megan got an idea that she thought Mary would like. She was going to take Mary to eat in Chinatown, and then they was going to take a trip in London Eye. Chinatown is the name suggests an area dominated by Chinese residents. It continues an area in around Gerrard Street with a variety of Chinese restaurants, bakeries, supermarkets, souvenir shops, and other businesses run by Chinese.
Four of you, it's amazing. You can see the whole London, the London up here.
Yes, I have been here 1,000 times, but it's amazing every time. Did you know that London Eye is a large Ferris wheel located just for the Thames in London? It is Europe's largest Ferris wheel, with a height of 135 meters and a diameter of 120 meters. It has 22 gondolas. London Eye opened in 1999 and was designed on the occasions of the turn of the millennium, 1999 to 20, but became such a major tourist attraction that it remains standing. It has 3.5 million visitors each year. On a clearly sunny day, it is possible to see 40 kilometers in each direction. It takes 30 minutes to rotate an entire round. The wheel never stops going, and passengers must board the capsule while in motion.
Day 4. It is morning and Megan and Mary is on their way to the subway for getting breakfast. But what they don't know is that it's going to be rain.
It tastes good.
I agree.
Where are we going now?
To Madame Tussauds.
Really?
Yes. Did you know that Madame Tussauds is a wax museum in London? It was founded by wax sculptor Marie Tussaud. It used to be spelled as Madame Tussauds, but the apostrophe is no longer used.
Megan and Mary paid for the ticket and walked in.
Look, there's Emma Watson.
Yes, and there is the royal family.
They walked past the wax figures and take pictures with some of them. And at the end, they bought some souvenirs. 10. They walked home and got inside just when it started raining.
Okay, it's raining, so what do you think about homemade pizza? And I can invite some friends over.
Yes, sounds lovely. And we can play cards.
When Megan's friends came over, Mary found out that she liked Ava, Emily, Ella, James, and Noah very good. Together, they ate pizza and played cards and talked.
Bye. Okay.
Day 5. Mary and Megan woke up after the beautiful birds singing outside, after 10 minutes.
Should we go to the Starbucks to eat breakfast?
Yes.
After an hour, Megan asked Mary,
do you want to go to the science galley? It's so much cool things there.
Did I get my idea?
Yes.
I had to fly one sometime. I said yes. It was very fun. We learned something new. After a while, we got bored, so we went shopping in Harrison. It was so much cool stuff there. After a long time at Harrison, we got hungry, so we went to Hard Rock Cafe. It was amazing. We did not get full, so we got to hash waffles and order ice cream. After a wonderful meal, we got to sleep.
Day 6.
Megan and Mary woke up by the sun shining through the window. After a while, they got hungry, so Mary asked,
"Do you want to eat breakfast at the shop of wonderful ice cream?"
"Yes, ice cream sounds lovely."
When they got back from the lady, and once they reached the room, they saw their friends.
"What are you guys doing here?"
"They have surprised you with a farewell party."
"Wow, thanks. I'm so grateful."
They played games and had much fun. After the party, Mary's friends... We got to the plane and placed my bags and flew back home to Australia.
Tack för oss!
Hola!